about to hear another reason why Kress is your All-American sports voice. From the opening whistle of the season to the state tournaments, stay with Kress for the best in sports in any season. And now, basketball action on Kress.
It's district semifinal action from Schuyler County tonight here on Superstation Kress or online at centralmoinfo.com. Ben Wittenstein with you alongside Cam Thomas for a quadruple header tonight on regional radio, and a fun quadruple header it will be. We will start out with the number two team in Class 2 in the state of Missouri in the Milan Wildcats, undefeated at 24-0, taking on the Knox County Eagles at 7-15. They are the 5 seed in this district tournament. Afterwards, we will have the South Shelby and Knox County girls basketball game. And then the South Shelby Scotland County basketball game. Then we will have Knox County and Princeton girls, and then Princeton and Scotland County boys as well. That's all coming up here on the quadruple header. First, I was able to talk to Andrea Dabney of the Milan Wildcats, along with Zach Short of the Knox County Eagles, and you'll be able to hear from them with our pregame interviews. And that will come up in 60 seconds, and then we'll have tip-off next on Kress and CentralMoInfo.com.
Isn't it frustrating when your phone doesn't work the way you want it to? Well, the same can be said when your back, shoulder, or knees don't work like they used to. That's where we come in at Columbia Orthopedic Group. Count on us to find out what's wrong and do the right things to get you back to health. Call us at 573-443-2402 for your appointment today. We're online at ColumbiaOrthoGroup.com. Columbia Orthopedic Group, defining excellence.
This winter safety message is brought to you by Sheraton Valley. Don't get caught out in the dark on a cold winter's night without a charged cell phone. Always charge your cell phone before you head out on the road, and always have a car charger with you in the car. Need car charging accessories? Stop into any Sheraton Valley store and get the accessories you need to keep you connected when you need it most. Visit Sheraton Valley online at cvalley.net.
Pre-game chat here on a regional radio, talking with Milan boys basketball coach Andrea Dabney ahead of their matchup against Knox County. And coach, you guys coming off a win against Schuyler County, what were some of the keys to help you get that victory?
I thought that for the most part, we did a pretty good job of forcing them into some turnovers, got some easy transition buckets, and then that kind of got our half-court offense rolling as well, and just kind of were able to coast in the second half.
Now, obviously undefeated this season so far, 24-0. There's a lot to talk about with that, but I think one of the main things is that you've been outscoring opponents by high margins. Do you think that's more of a testament to the way your offense plays, the way your defense plays, or kind of a combination of both?
I think for us it's a combination of both, because we've had some nights where we've not played real well at the offensive end, and our defense has kind of carried us, and then vice versa. There's been nights where our defense maybe hasn't rotated correctly, or the other team has exploited us, and we've just kind of outscored our opponents. So I think that it's a combination of both, where I think we're pretty decent at both ends, but I wouldn't say we're dominant at one end or the other.
Now, Ryan Dabney, someone you know pretty well, is going to be making a big impact on the games that he plays in. Who are some other the players around him that have done well here too in the final stretch of the season and now into district play?
I think we've had a good combination of a lot of kids that have stepped up and played well. Dre Moorhead, for instance, the other night hit 4 threes for us and kind of spread the floor a little bit and spread their defense out a little bit. Eddie Gonzalez has been coming off the bench after being a starter last year and been that spark for us that has just kind of gotten us going at the defensive end, and he does a great job and is a fun player to watch in the open court. And then, of course, we always have Hunter Shaw on the top of our defense and a dynamic player that kind of makes some flashy plays for us as well. And, when Hunter can kind of get out in the open floor and get a dunk for us, it kind of gets our crowd going as well, which really helps us out a lot. And he's done a great job of extending the defense as well, because he has been playing so well on the perimeter and shooting the ball well on the outside. So I feel like we've had a lot of guys, and then we've had other kids who've stepped up on different nights coming in and played well for us. And that's kind of our key, is we want to go, 8 guys that are pretty interchangeable and get up and down the floor.
Talking with Milan head coach Andrea Dabney ahead of their matchup against Knox County in the district semifinals. What's going to be the message to your team now? Obviously, you've gone throughout the year without losing a game, but it's now win or go home. What's been the message to them throughout districts, and what are you going to tell them before the game tonight?
Well, we definitely are going to have to defend better than what we've been defending in the last couple games. I kind of feel like we've been a little flat at that end of the floor, and Knox County poses a threat for us there because they can spread our defense out quite a bit because they've got a couple shooters that can really shoot well from the outside and handle the basketball real well, real dynamic players at the offensive end and find each other and don't make a whole lot of mistakes. So we're going to have to play a lot crisper at that defensive end of the floor in order to be competitive and to do a good job here and to continue on. But the other thing is we just want to keep doing what we're doing. There's a fine line between playing with a little too much pressure on you and not enough pressure. So we definitely don't want to cross that line and tighten up because, you know, you're playing to not lose. We want to play to win, and we just want to play our style of basketball and have fun doing it, and that's usually when we play our best.
All right, Head Coach Andre Dabney of the Milan Wildcats. Coach, thanks so much for joining us.
All right, thank you.
Friends, do you want to enjoy smart financial planning? You can at Putnam County State Bank, located in Unionville and Milan, Missouri. They have the most modern banking services, including mobile banking and remote deposit capture, and offer a complete array of personal, real estate, and agriculture loans with decisions made locally. Yes, at Putnam County State Bank, they set the pace when it comes to financial planning. Helping is what they do best. Bank with the local folks at Putnam County State Bank in Unionville and Milan. Member FDIC.
Our bodies go through a lot in one lifetime. Wounds, burns, failed skin grafts, crush injuries, gangrene, radiation injury, brain abscess, carbon monoxide poisoning, air embolism, decompression sickness, compartment syndrome, retinal artery occlusion, sudden sense of neural hearing loss. Breathe in and allow the healing to begin.
The Wound Healing Center at Samaritan Hospital offers therapy that heals your wounds from the inside out. If you have a wound that is not healed in 4 weeks, ask your doctor if hyperbaric oxygen therapy would benefit you. Visit smhmo.org.
The loss of a loved one is often a devastating experience for a family. You can relieve some of the stress that a family experiences by stopping by Rushmeyer Funeral Home with chapels in Green City, Milan, and Browning, and let the Rushmeyer family know what your wishes are. They provide a place to cry, to laugh, and most importantly, the opportunity to begin the healing process that follows the loss of a loved one. Whether it's a traditional or unique service, Rushmeyer Funeral Home will guide you through the process. You can trust the Rushmeyer family to serve your family.
Oftentimes, we only hear about negative things in our youth. But the Board of Education, Administration, Faculty, and Staff at the Milan C2 School District encourage you to look deeper. Inside today's youth are hardworking, determined individuals striving for excellence in everything. The Milan School District is proud of their students and encourages them to have a positive influence on the world. Students, continue to do your best in sports, music, and any extracurricular activities you are involved in. And remember, every day is a great day to be a Milan Wildcat.
Back here at Schuyler County High School, Ben Wittenstein, Cam Thomas here on Superstation Crest or online at centralmoinfo.com. We've got Milan and Knox County coming up. We'll give you the starting lineups. But first, want to thank a couple of our sponsors for helping make this broadcast possible. Citizens Bank, Hudson Reimer Funeral Home, The Farm Shop Incorporated, Knox County R1 School District, all of Edina, Northeast Missouri Co-op with Edina and Shelbyville, Cardwell Lumber Incorporated near Novelty, and the Solid Rock Cafe of Bethel. For Knox County, they come in at 7-15. They are the 5 seed in this district tournament. They will start the 5'8 senior Dylan Strong, the 5'9 sophomore Connor Hayes. He's the leading scorer for this Knox County Eagles team at 15 points a game. Trent Clucky, the 6'2 junior, 5'10 sophomore Colton Morrow, and the 6'1 junior Robert Mock, who missed most of this season with a knee injury. He's been back the last 6 games, though, and he has been a much-needed help for this Knox County team. On the other side, for the Milan Wildcats, they are ranked 2nd in the state of Missouri in Class 2 at 24-0. They will be starting the 5'7 senior Quinn Doak, the 6'1 junior Hunter Shaw, the 5'9 junior Dre Moorhead, the 6'3 junior Ryan Dabney, who is also the leading scorer for the Milan Wildcats, 16 points a game for him. And they will round out the starting 5 with the 5'10 sophomore Dominic Dabney. Milan led by head coach Andrea Dabney. If you've been hearing me say Dabney a lot of times. That's because it's a family affair on this basketball team. Andrea's two sons, Ryan and Dominic, on this basketball team as well. Her husband, John Dabney, the football coach at Milan. So Milan is a very Dabney-heavy area, and they have found plenty of success in athletics, as it's a testament to their 24-0 record this season for the boys basketball team, 6-0 in the Grand River Conference, and again, ranked number two in Class 2. So we're about set for tip-off from game number one of our quadruple header here from Schuyler County. We've got all four semifinal games tonight here on Regional Radio. The tip is won by Milan, and it's taken in by Dre Moorhead as the Wildcats move it left to right on your radio dial, wearing their home white uniforms and green lettering. A tray from the right corner from Hunter Shaw's missed long, but the offensive rebound and put back is good from Dominic Dabney, and Milan on the board first. Some full court pressure by this Wildcats team as Knox County moves it right to left, wearing their visiting red uniforms and black lettering. Knox written across the chest. Across the timeline is Dylan Strong, hands it off over high left side to Trent Clucky. Double team on Clucky, and he dribbles it off a Milan defender's leg out of bounds. It'll remain with Knox County.
I like the intensity, full court pressure from Milan, trying to set the pace, the tempo here early.
That's Cam Thomas. I'm Ben Wittenstein here on Crest. 30 seconds here into this district semifinal game. 2-0 is the Milan lead. It's a Knox County ball as they move it right to left. And a timeout called, almost a 5-second call on Knox County, but head coach Zach Short saw that his team was going to turn it over early and called a timeout. It's a 30-second timeout, so we'll keep it here. Want to thank a couple more of our sponsors. Rushmeyer Funeral Home of Browning, Milan, and Green City. Putnam County State Bank of Unionville and Milan. Sheraton Valley keeping you connected. The Milan Wildcat to Milan C2 School of Milan. Every day is a great day to be a Milan Wildcat. And a couple of the games that we have coming up, I'll have the first two games of our quadruple header, Milan and Knox County. Coming up next at around 5:45 will be Scotland County and South Shelby in the girls' side of the bracket. So out of the Knox County timeout, they start with the ball up top. The 5'8 senior, Dylan Strong, coming off a two-point game, and he throws it away, trying to get a backdoor cut from Trent Clucky, and Milan takes over. And, Cam, this is a Milan team that you really do not want to get down early to. They have done a tremendous job, at least in the past couple games, defensively. They only give up 40 points a game while scoring 70, and defense is really their pride. On the right wing, Hunter Shaw skips a pass left wing for Moorhead. He'll trigger a three. That's long off the heel, and the rebound goes to Knox County's Trent Clucky. He'll outlet it out to Connor Hayes, the leading scorer for Knox County at 5'9", the sophomore, averaging 15 points a game. Dribbles into a double team, gets it poked loose, and now it's loose in the backcourt. Picked up by Strong by Knox County. Still into a double team, and he starts to bump chests with Dre Moorhead. That'll be a foul on the Milan junior. His first team's first. 6:48 left to play here in the first quarter. It's a 2-0 Milan lead. Inbound on the near side is Hayes. He skips it to the right wing to Colton Morrow. Back up top to Strong. Strong back to Morrow on the wing. Into the corner it goes for Clucky. He'll curl to the foul line, stop in the paint. Nowhere to go. Kicks it back out for Strong. He'll attack the basket. Blocked, but back into the hands of Robert Mock underneath. He gets it blocked away and taken away. Dominic Dabney on the steal. He's in transition. Kicks it left corner. Moorhead. Moorhead picks up the ball and gets it back out to Hunter Shaw, the 6'1 junior. Into the corner. Back to Moorhead. Three for him. Too long. High, soaring for the rebound is Dominic Dabney. Offensive board put back a little too hard. Another offensive board, this time Ryan Dabney, and his put back falls. 4-0 with 6:12 to play in the first. And Cam, you saw right there just the tenacity of Milan on the boards.
Well, the Dabney brothers on the defensive end getting a couple of blocks, and then they turn it around and do the same thing offensively.
On the other end for Knox County, to the basket is Morrow. Contested layup missed long, and Dominic Dabney the rebound for the Wildcats as they move left to right. Hesitation, pull up, left baseline, 10-foot jumper, nothing but net for the sophomore Dominic Dabney. He's got 4 points now, and it's 6-0 Milan with 5:45 to play in the opening frame. Full court pressure again from the Wildcats as they Knox County moves right to left. Bass inside, Balk in the right block, pump goes up, blocked from behind by Hunter Shaw into the hands of Quinn Dope. Milan on the attack. Ryan Dabney, right baseline, stutter steps, kicks it to the left corner for Dominic Dabney. His three off the mark, and the rebound Knox County. Trent Clucky's, that's probably his third or fourth rebound tonight as he hands it off to Strong. Into a double team in the backcourt, ball loose on the ground, goes Dabney, hands it off to Shaw, and an easy layup. Turnover leading to points. 8-0 Milan, 5:05 to go in the first. Knox County just struggling right now with this Milan full court pressure. And a bump foul going to be called on Quinn Doak. That'll be his first and team's second. And substitutions for Knox County as Logan Miller checks in for Robert Mock. Logan Miller, another one of those big men for Knox County who they did not have through most of this season. He was out for the good part of the first half of the season into the second half due to a back injury, but he is back now. And the turnover into the hands of Dominic Dabney. Another steal by Milan. Finds a cutting Shaw. He can't corral the pass. It's taken away by Knox County. Into the hands of Clucky, the 6'2 junior. Over the timeline pass to Hayes. Hayes into a double team. Bounces it free throw line for Logan Miller. Backing in. Kicking it back to Hayes. He'll launch a three left wing and connect. 8-3. Down to 5-point Milan lead. 4.5 to play in the first. Doak into the corner. Double on him. Kicks it out for Dominic Dabney. On the right wing, lobs it inside Ryan Dabney. It's a errant pass, but Ryan Dabney is fouled, and I think Milan catches a break there, Cam, just because Knox County could have taken that away pretty easily.
Yeah, Knox County really playing tough defensively right now, but Milan really just overpowering them right now. Offensively, they can't get in anything good offensively in the half-court set.
Inbound pass goes to Doak. He tries to take it in and is fouled on the layup attempt, so we'll be seeing free throws from the senior. He actually missed a good portion of last season. He was out for districts and the state game last year because of an injury. He's had some shoulder surgery as well, forcing him to miss some games. As his first free throw is short. He's a 70% free throw shooter for the season. As substitutions for Milan, Marcus Diaz off the bench. He's normally the sixth man for the Wildcats, along with Caden Watkins comes in. Second free throw on the way for Doak. Up and in. 1-for-2 from the foul line, and it's 9-3 Milan with 4:23 to go. Knox County's been struggling with that full court pressure. Milan's forced three turnovers so far, not even halfway through quarter number one. Full court pressure again into the hands of Morrow. Outlets it out to Hayes across the timeline. Hayes right wing over to Miller. He'll attack and kick it back to Hayes, who's fouled from behind by Eddie Gonzalez, and that'll be his first, team's third. So three quick fouls here on Milan, and an Knox County near side sideline inbound right next to the Milan bench. Lob into the backcourt for Strong. Senior averaging 3 points a game this year, coming off a 2-point game in the district quarterfinals a couple nights ago. Swings it over left wing, Clucky. Back into the corner for Strong. He'll attack baseline through traffic, goes up, layup too hard off to the right, and a rebound Milan. Marcus Diaz the board. Out to Shaw. Shaw pumps the pass, attacks into the corner. He goes. Now kicks it back out. Shaw, Dabney into the corner for Watkins. He'll drive right baseline, and his pass is tipped out of bounds. It was intended for Shaw, trying to thread the needle, but good hands on the sophomore Colton Morrow to tip it out. Quick inbound pass, left corner, Gonzalez. Three is good, and they caught Knox County napping on the inbound.
Huge defensive breakdown right there. He just popped out to the three-point line, had a wide open look, and it was done.
Knox County throws it away again, and Milan throws it back to Knox County. It's a 12-3 Milan lead with 3.5 to play, and another turnover. This time forced Hunter Shaw to the rack. He missed his first, gets the rebound, and puts it back in. And we're seeing why Milan is the second-ranked team in Missouri in Class 2. They are ruthless on the defensive side of the ball. Into a double team is Hayes, trying to dribble out it. Spins inside the arc, kicks it right corner. Wide open is Clucky. He'll line up with three, in and out. No, and the rebound Milan. Into the hands of Diaz. Outlets it out left side. Gonzalez lined to the basket. He takes it. And easy off the backboard for the layup for the 5'9 junior. Gonzalez now with five. And it's a 16-3 Milan lead with 3:02 to go in the first. Full timeout called by Knox County. We'll take it with him. Be back in 30 seconds here from the district semifinals on Crest and CentralMoInfo.com.
During your deepest times of sorrow, Hudson Reimer Funeral Home of Edina strives to provide support and sympathy for you and your family. With compassionate care since 1912, Hudson Reimer Funeral Home and their professional staff are committed to understanding your individual needs, traditions, and customs. Stop by or give them a call at 660-397-2233 for your funeral arrangement questions. Hudson Reimer Funeral Home of Edina, helping families celebrate the lives of those they love. Proud supporter of the Knox County Eagles and Lady Eagles.
Back here at Schuyler County, Ben Wittenstein, Cam Thomas with you. Milan 16-3 over Knox County, and it has been an all-out defensive assault, especially with the full court press, Cam.
Yeah, Milan's done a really good job in this 3-2 press. The issue for Knox County is that they're trying to outlet towards the middle instead of getting to the edges, being able to get to the guards.
So the inbound goes to Strong. Again, double team on him in the backcourt. His pass tipped, but into the hands of Logan Miller. He'll advance into the front court. Kicks to the left corner. Clucky skip pass into the right corner. Hayes pumps on the three. Steps to his left. Now fires another three, and he knocks it down. A nice, smart move by the sophomore. He got his defender in the air. Took a step to his left. Had a wide open three, and he knocked it down. 16-6. Milan's lead at 10 with 2.5 to play in the first. On the drive is Diaz. Lobs it underneath for Ryan Dabney. He's trapped by a triple team. Has to kick it back out for Diaz on the right wing. Skips it in the left corner for Gonzalez. Drives left baseline. Hangs in the air. Tries to fire a pass. It's taken away. Hayes on the steal. One-on-one breakaway. Right side layup is good. And Hayes showing off some speed. He's already got 7 of his team's 8 points. And it's 16-8. Milan's lead at 8 with 2:10 to play in the first quarter. Gonzalez will hand it off to Diaz on the 2-3 Knox County zone. Left of the lane, bounce pass goes to Dabney. Kicks it out right wing. Shaw open for three. No. Offensive rebound, Ryan Dabney, and an easy putback for the 6-3 forward. 18-8, 10-point Milan lead.
I love the way this Milan team is sharing the basketball here early. Obviously good defensively, but even better offensively.
Milan as a team averages only 12 assists a game, but they've been playing much better than they normally do, at least offensively. Long three on the way from Hayes off to the left. That was from Steph Curry range. And the rebound to Milan. Marcus Diaz on the board as he'll advance down the left side of the court. Trapped in the corner. Skips a pass to the right wing for Shaw as he has to jump to grab it. Back it goes to Diaz. Bouncing it into the left corner for Gonzalez. Trying to shake his defender. Now bouncing a left block. Dabney double on the ball. Kick back out Gonzalez. His three long. But an offensive rebound goes to Hunter Shaw on the weak side. Bounce pass down low, Ryan Dabney, and a whistle and a foul. This will be on behind and on the junior, Robert Mock. That'll be his first and team's second. Full slate of substitutions for Knox County. Colton Morrow checks back in. We're also seeing a first appearance by the freshman, Branson Miller, as Milan will inbound. Into the corner it goes for Gonzalez. Jabs left and now dribbles to the left wing with a left hand. Bouncing it, Ryan Dabney, right block. Spinning in the lane. Picks up his dribble back out to Gonzalez. He'll attack. Stops in the lane. It's poked and stripped by Mock. Knox County on the steal down 10. We're now under a minute to play in the first. Double team on Hayes in the backcourt. Bouncing it across the timeline to Mock. And Mock spun to try to get that ball. And he loses it out of bounds. And it will go back to Milan.
Yeah, this pressure is just really hurting Knox County right now. Can't get into a rhythm offensively. Can't even get it past the half-court line and get into that half-court set.
And you have to imagine for something like that, for trying to work as hard as they do for just a basket, that'll wear down a team. Into the left corner is Diaz for Milan, his team up 10. To the right wing for Moorhead. Moorhead will bring him back out, back into the corner for Diaz. Pumps, now attacks right baseline. He gets it poked loose and into the hands of Connor Hayes for Knox County. Nice steal by the Eagles. Hayes over the timeline to Miller. Jump pass to the right wing for Morrow. He'll attack. He finds Mock left block. Saves it from going out of bounds to Hayes. And a hard pass into Miller. Spinning in the lane. Puts up a hook shot. Missed. And his follow is good. He got a paw on that one. And he puts it in off the window. 18-10. Milan by 8 with 10 seconds. On the drive is Gonzalez to the basket. Yes, and a foul. And just like that, Milan answers and gets a little bit more as Eddie Gonzalez takes it to the rim. And now to the free throw line for an and one.
That's exactly the scenario you're talking about right there. Knox County working so hard for that basket on the interior offensively, and they can't even get back defensively, which creates that breakdown. Gonzalez gets to the rack and finishes the two.
That's certainly been one of Milan's strengths as Gonzalez hits his and one. He's got 8 points so far this afternoon. It's a 21-10 Milan lead with 10 seconds to play. Across the timeline, Logan Miller for Knox County with 5. Bouncing it to the right corner with 3. It's Clucky. Nowhere to go. Double teamed. His pass tipped into the hands of Moorhead as he tries to outlet to Gonzalez. Time winds down. So an exciting 21-point first quarter for the Milan Wildcats. We'll take a break. Be back in 60 seconds for quarter number 2 from your district semifinal game from Schuyler County here on Crest.
There's never been a better time to switch to Sprint. Right now, get an unlimited plan with a Samsung Galaxy S9 lease and Hulu included for just $25 per month per line for 5 lines. All you need is approved credit, an 18-month lease, and new lines of service. That's your unlimited plan, a Galaxy S9 and Hulu included, for the low price of $25 per month per line. Even better, there's no trade-in required. You heard that right, $25 and no trade-in required. There's never been a better time to try Sprint, a network built for unlimited.
So visit a Sprint store, sprint.com/bothforall, or call 800-SPRINT-1.
Phone $5 per month after $28 per month credit applied within 2 bills. If you cancel early, remaining balance due. After 4/30/2020, pay $32 per line with auto pay for unlimited basic. One Hulu ad supported plan per account. Coverage and offer not available everywhere. Excludes taxes, fees, and roaming. Speed maximums, use rules, $30 activation fee, and restrictions apply.
Into the second quarter we go. It's a 21-10 Milan lead. Knox County starts with the ball, and a three from the corner is long by Hayes, but the offensive rebound by Mock is no good, and a foul on the second rebound attempt. This will be going against the junior, Robert Mock. That'll be his second and team's fourth for Knox County. Ben Wittenstein, Cam Thomas next to you. I guess next to me is the right term there. And we'll be with you for the next four games here from Schuyler County. We got some district semifinal action. And coming up, we'll have the girls' semifinal game, Scotland County and South Shelby. Milan moving it left to right with that 11-point lead. Up top is Dre Moorhead. Swings it to Ryan Dabney on the left wing. Back up top it goes to Diaz. Back to Moorhead. Back to Diaz up top. Straight away three from him. Too hard off the heel. Skying for the rebound is Diaz. And he traveled. He had a nice dish to Ryan Dabney underneath the basket. But before he did that, he shuffled his feet. And the ball back to Knox County. Again, full court pressure from the Wildcats. They force another turnover. Diaz in the backcourt. Layup, turnaround, no, but an offensive rebound. Ryan Dabney connects. He's got six, 23-10. Knox County still struggling with the full court pressure. Lead pass over the head of Clucky, who is standing underneath his own basket, out of bounds. And Milan gets it right back. A minute here into quarter number two.
Coach Dabney does a really good job of teaching how to run this press. Every single time Knox County comes back to inbound, the Wildcats are on it. No lacklusterness on the defensive end. They're on the ball handler as soon as he comes out and inbounds.
Into the right corner, Diaz again, open three. He takes it off the rim, no. And an offensive rebound for Gonzalez. And a foul call. So it'll be a foul on Knox County. This will be on Logan Miller. That'll be his second and team sixth. So the next Knox County foul will be 1-1 from Island. Shaw inbounds Ryan Dabney. Goes to Diaz, now into the right wing Moorhead. Dominic Dabney spinning in the lane. Puts up a floater from five and knocks it down. 25-10. Milan's lead at 15. Under 6.5 to play in the second. Left wing Clucky inside the arc. Kicks it left wing for Nash Miller, who just checked into the game. Morrow up top. It goes back to Strong straight away. Right of the lane, Clucky pulls up from 10. Missed it to the right. Rebound Ryan Dabney as he tips it to himself. And he'll take over the point guard position across the timeline. Fires a pass right corner for Shaw. Back to Ryan Dabney right wing. Quick pass, Dominic Dabney underneath. Layup, good, and a foul. A nice one-arm pass from Ryan Dabney to his younger brother underneath. And they complete it for an and one.
Yeah, Ben, the Dabney brothers are lethal right now. Just the way that they're playing defensively, offensively, they run the floor so well. And even though they're 4-5, maybe a 3 position, they have the ability to use that dribble to get across the half-line court, facilitate a little bit, find some open shooters, doing a good job of sharing the basketball, also getting it on the interior, using the paint to their advantage.
And as you mentioned, Ryan Dabney, we saw him bring the ball up. He's playing as a forward. He's 6'3", but he can easily be the team's point guard if he wanted to. And Dominic Dabney misses the free throw to the left. It's tipped out of bounds by Milan to Knox County. It's 27-10. Milan's lead with 6:02 to play in the second. Dominic Dabney is coming off a 2.3 rebound game against Schuyler County in the district quarterfinals. He hasn't been scoring a ton in the last three games, only 10 points total, but he's got 8 so far tonight. Foul on the other end on Milan. This will be Andre Moorhead, his second and team's fourth, and a baseline inbound for Knox County to the left of their own basket. Inbounder is Strong. Up top it goes Clucky, bouncing it inside for Jacob Becker. It's taken away and stolen. Quinn Doak on the pick for Milan as the Wildcats move it left to right. Right wing is Doak. Skips a pass. Left wing Shaw. Into the corner it goes Moorhead. Moorhead back to Shaw up top, and he'll reset. 2-3 Knox County zone. Pass left wing, Moorhead pumps on the three and gets it up top. Doak swings the pass right to Dominic Dabney in the right wing. The Moorhead right of the lane. Now back to Dominic Dabney into the corner. He'll weave inside the paint, pick up his dribble to foul line, kick it to the elbow for Watkins. His 15-foot jumper skips off the rim and off to the right, and the rebound Knox County. Down 27-10 with 5:20 to play in the second. Finally pass over the timeline, finds Becker, and he hands it off to Clucking. Clucking to the lane. He missed the layup, kicks it back out for Strong, straightaway three, no, and it's tipped out of bounds by Milan. It will remain with Knox County. Some substitutions on the way. Gonzalez in for Milan and Moorhead out.
I think Knox County has to get a lot more organized right now, not only trying to break the press, but also in these half-court sets when they get there.
Quick inbound pass. Hayes, corner three, in and out, and the rebound, Dominic Nabney. That was a nice inbound pass. They looked pretty organized there. They just couldn't knock down the three. Corner Doak for Milan, driving left baseline, stopped by a double team. He has to bounce it back out for Shaw on the left wing. Skip pass right wing, Dominic Dabney into the corner. It goes for Gonzalez. Gonzalez trying to dribble it back out with the left hand, and he gets past the defense to give it up top back to Shaw. Free throw line, Watkins back out, Doak left wing. Into the left of the lane it goes. Shaw finds a cutting Watkins at the block, kicks it back out to Doak. He'll dribble to the foul line and find a cutting Dominic Dabney, who gets it poked loose. Now ball loose on the floor. It's picked up by Knox County. Good defense there by the Eagles. Milan looked a little uncomfortable on offense for the first time this afternoon. Hayes, inside pass, it goes. Clucky, fall away from the block, missed it, but an offensive rebound put back, no, from Miller, and the rebound, Milan. Here comes Shaw. Right of the lane, stopped by a double team, he'll kick it back out. Dominic Dabney, open for three, he'll take it. In and out, no, rebound bopped around, still loose, picked up by Watkins. Milan's second chance here with 4 minutes to play. They're up 17, 27-10. Up top, Hunter Shaw, right wing Gonzalez, skips a pass inside for Doak, double on him. Finds Watkins underneath, a little floater with the right hand, missed long off the heel. Long rebound, tracked down Ryan Dabney, tries to save it from going out of bounds, and he hits it off Jacob Becker of Knox County. A nice heads-up play by the sophomore Dominic Dabney. And the brothers will exchange spots. Dominic Dabney to the bench, Ryan Dabney now on the court. Milan ball with 3:45 to play. Gonzalez over to Shaw on the left wing. Up top, Doak fans a pass right wing. Dabney now back to Gonzalez right of the lane. Skips past the defense, right baseline to the basket. He goes, hangs, and puts it off the window. Gonzalez now in double digits, the first player in the game to do so. He's got 10, and it's 29-10. Milan by 19, under 3.5 to play in the first half. Knox County right to left. Strong on the attack. He kicks the left wing. Nash Miller's three. No, and rebound Ryan Dabney. And he'll lead the charge the other way for Milan. One arm pass to Watkins, left side to the basket. Layup too strong. Rebound Ryan Dabney. Fall away in the lane, just short. And the rebound Knox County. And a push on Milan. That's a fall away. Probably a little unnecessary from Ryan Dabney, but he thought it created some space for himself. So he went through with it and just got it short. As the foul called on, I believe, Milan's Caden Watkins. That'll be his first, team's fifth. And a Knox County inbound. Full court press again from Milan. We approach 3 minutes left to play. It'll be Mock across the timeline. He's trying to find Strong and taken away and stolen by Gonzalez. Here comes the junior up the left side to Watkins in the left corner. Back up top, Ryan Dabney. He'll square up. Now back to Watkins, left corner. Finds left wing Gonzalez. He'll dribble right hand back top of the key. 2:45 to play here in the half. Milan in no rush, up 19 points. Ranked number two in the state in class two is a three by Doak from the right wing. No, rebound Knox County. And they throw it away. Doak on the steal. Breakaway for him, bouncing it right corner for Gonzalez. His three-point shot, no. Offensive rebound, Doak goes up again. This time, he puts it in the net. 3 points for Doak. It's 31-10. Milan up 21 with 2:15 to play, excuse me, here in the first half. Across the timeline is Strong with a left-hand dribble. Gets it over left wing for Morrow. Back to Strong. Double on him as he dribbles to the foul line. Picks it right corner. Hayes open for three. High arcing shot. Missed short. Rebound on track. Down by Watkins from Milan.
Ever since Hayes has gone cold, Knox County has had no offense. 8 of their 10 points tonight. If he doesn't have the shot to go down, you don't really know what else they have tonight.
Yeah, Hayes is a basketball savant, according to their head coach, Zach Short. As a fall away from Ryan Dabney, missed it. But the offensive rebound by Watkins, as he tries to save it from going out of bounds, he gives it right back to Knox County. Across the timeline goes to Hayes. Fires a pass, left block, Mock one-on-one. His shot deflected by Ryan Dabney into the hands of Gonzalez. Breakaway Milan. Gonzalez weaves his way to the rim. Layup, yes, a whistle. And they're going to call it off and say the foul's on the ground. And you see the athleticism right now by Milan. This is a reason they were able to get to the state quarterfinals last year where they lost against Van Farr, and why they are undefeated this season at 24-0 and look to have a pretty good shot at making the district championship again.
I love the fact that Gonzalez is such a big spark off the bench. I think Coach Dabney talked about it in the pregame about how he started in a starting role, now is on the bench now, but he still has the production that she needs from him, and he really is doing a good job of leading this team and being a guy who can stretch the floor in so many different ways, offensively, defensively. But I think you're right, Ben. His athleticism inside the lane, being able to hang and be able to make very, very tough shots is very prevalent in this game so far.
Averaging 7.5 points a game as he hit his first. He's a 59% free throw shooter. Hits his second. Someone who his head coach, Andrea Dabney, calls probably the best athlete in school, and we saw that with the way he contorted and twisted his body through the defenders to get to the basket. He also had his career high this season coming off the bench at 25 points. He got that January 14th against Linn County. So he's had a pretty good season, even though he's not starting. 33-10, Milan's lead with a minute 20 to go in the first half. It's Knox County's ball right to left. On the right wing is Morrow. As he bounces it to the corner, Logan Miller, the ball above his head. Skip pass, left wing Hayes. Quick pass into the corner for Clucky. He'll launch a three, missed it way long. And the rebound Diaz for Milan. And he likes to run. Left side he goes. Left baseline, kicks the left wing, Dominic Dabney. Back it goes to Diaz. Now the ball will move around the arc. Back up top for Shaw. He'll reset to Doak on the right wing. Up top to Diaz. Left wing it goes for Shaw. And I think Milan just trying to stall here with 49 seconds to play. Lob, right block for Shaw. Underneath the basket goes up, and the ball was deflected, and it's a jump ball called. It was kind of held on to at the point of attack. And so the arrow is favoring Milan.
You know, some of the success coming offensively from Milan is that no one player is holding the ball too long. A lot of good touch passes, a lot of sharing the basketball, of course.
Quick trigger three by Doak is missed, and the rebound Knox County. They found him in the corner with a quick inbound pass. And Knox County able to get it across the timeline. Finds Hayes left wing. He's open. He hesitated. Now he drives and kicks it left baseline for Clucky. His 15-foot jumper missed. Hayes the rebound. Put back. No, but a foul. But I saw you shrug there. Hayes was wide open from the left corner, or from the left wing, and he decided to attack the basket instead.
Well, he's missed his last three-point field goals. And I think, you know, in this position, down by 23, you've got to do a better job of just taking that open shot, because you're the go-to guy for your team. You've got to show the rest of the guys on the team that you've got the confidence to knock down a shot like that. And if you got a wide open look like that, don't make it harder and go inside to the Dabney brothers to try to shoot over the trees.
It's a great point as he misses his first free throw. He's an 83% free throw shooter, and he sinks his second. He's a 34% three-point shooter, which is not terrible. If you can make 34% of your threes, you're sitting pretty good in high school basketball. It's 33-11. Milan gets it poked out of bounds on the baseline underneath their own basket, and they'll get it right back with 18.1 seconds to play in the first half. Quick inbound goes to Diaz in the left wing. Now Ryan Dabney up top. Lobs in left corner. Shaw open for three. And he'll miss it short. Rebound Knox County with 10 seconds. Clucky hands it off to Hayes. Still in the backcourt. Into a double team. Bounces it across to Clucky with four. With three. Clucky in the left wing. Skips it to Strong with two. With one. Lobs it up at the buzzer. Just short. And we'll go into halftime. It's 33-11. Milan with a large lead as the teams go to the locker room here from the district semifinal game. We'll take a break and be back with more, including previewing your next game up, which is the girls semifinal between Scotland County and South Shelby. That's all coming up next here on Crest and CentralMoInfo.com.
The significance of school is something that reaches beyond education. School is a place where young people learn, encourage each other, and grow into adults. That is why the Board of Education, administration, faculty, and staff of Knox County Schools in Edina are so proud of their students. These young adults support each other in sporting events, academics, and in their individual walks through life. Keep up the good work, students. The Board of Education, administration, faculty, and staff of the Knox County School in Edina are proud to support the students of Knox County.
Seidenstrickers has been by your side for 75 years. Don't miss the special anniversary savings. Get a John Deere 1023E tractor with a loader and mower deck for just $14,775. For just $17,975, we have discounted the remaining 2017 3032E tractors and added a loader. With 0% financing for 60 months, anyone can own a new John Deere this year. Check out the other anniversary savings at any of our 13 locations or Seidenstrickers.com.
Offers end 2/28/2019. Some exclusions apply. See dealer for details.
The vehicle event Missouri waits all year for is here. It's Trade-A-Thon, only at the all-new Moberly Motors. No matter what vehicle you're driving, now is the time to trade, and Moberly Motors is the place to trade it. Because for a limited time, Moberly Motors will give you 110% of Kelley Blue Book value for your trade. That's right, 110% for your trade. Not to mention, it's also truck month, and nobody does trucks like Moberly Motors. Row after row of brand new Ram 1500s, 2500s, 3500s, Ford F-150s, Super Duties, 4x4s, diesels, duallys, and more. All with special truck month discounts. Plus 110% of Kelley Blue Book value for your trade. And check out Moberly Motors reviews online. You'll see that Moberly Motors is most definitely the real deal. Get huge truck month savings and 110% for your trade for a limited time only at the all-new Moberly Motors. North Morley Street in Moberly and MoberlyMotors.com. Driven by tradition.
Back here at Schuyler County High School, it's 33-11. Milan with the lead over Knox County. Ben Wittenstein and Cam Thomas with you here. We'll go over some first half statistics, and we'll take a look at Milan first. They're led in scoring by the junior Eddie Gonzalez. He's normally a 7.5 points per game average, but he has 12 points so far this afternoon. Ryan Dabney with 6, Dominic Dabney with 8, Hunter Shaw with 4, Quinn Doak has 3 of his own. That is all the scoring on Milan's side. For Knox County, they are led by Connor Hayes, as they usually are. The sophomore has 8 points, Logan Miller with 2, and there was one more with 1. I believe it was Logan Miller. I had him down for 2, he had a 3. So only 2 players have scored on Knox County so far this afternoon, again, with it being 33-11. Cam, there's not really different angles to look at this game just because it's just been such a dominant performance by Milan. But from what you've seen from Milan in that first half, they look like a pretty solid team set up to go to the district championship, but probably compete for a district title.
Well, they run the motion offense really well as far as making sure one person isn't standing in one place for too long of a time, and they do a really good job of sharing the basketball, even though you talked a little bit earlier about their low assist rates this year. And they're doing a good job of not turning the ball over either. I think Knox County may have 2 or 3 turnovers in the first half, but not many. You're not seeing a lot of pressure from Knox County defensively because they're having to exert so much energy on the offensive end. I think the other thing they need to do is stop trying to pick up the dribble in the back half, in the backcourt, because that's creating so many issues for them when they get double teamed in a corner and can't get out of it. The other thing I think is they've got to do a better job of trying to break the press. Every time they inbound the basketball, they try to go right to the middle of the floor, and the openings are on the outside. So if you get it to the guards, push across the timeline quickly and try to get an offensive set running and start to get your offense moving a little bit more, I think that could create some easier opportunities on the defensive end to maybe get some turnovers, be able to kind of separate the energies on both ends so it's a little bit more equal. Right now, I'd probably say you're exerting 80% of the energy on offense and then 20% on defense. That's just allowing Milan to do whatever they want and have everything at the glass at will offensively.
It's been a dominant performance for the undefeated Milan Wildcats. We'll take a break. Be back with more, including looking ahead at our next couple matchups here from first game of our quadruple header from Schuyler County High School on Crest and CentralMoInfo.com.
When your project calls for only the finest woods, trust Cardwell Lumber Incorporated near Novelty. Cardwell Lumber has many satisfied customers that will tell you about the fine kiln-dried lumber offered at competitive prices. Cardwell Lumber offers quality walnut, oak, and ash lumber at low prices with no middleman. White oak, red oak, and ash window and door trim, baseboard, and chair rail moldings are also made there. Also available is top-grade sheets of oak, cherry, walnut, hickory, and birch. For quality lumber, go to Cardwell Lumber Incorporated on Highway 15 near Novelty. Open weekdays 8 to 5 and also now offering hardwood flooring.
Mizzou Mac offers you the best of both worlds. Mizzou Mac is a co-enrollment program that ensures acceptance to the University of Missouri. Experience everything university student life has to offer while enjoying the massive tuition savings of MACC. Capitalize on your A-plus program by using it toward your Mizzou Mac education. This just might be the smartest way to become a Tiger. Stop waiting and emerge as a Mizzou Mac student today. MACC, the college for you.
Friends, do you want to enjoy smart financial planning? You can at Putnam County State Bank, located in Unionville and Milan, Missouri. They have the most modern banking services, including mobile banking and remote deposit capture, and offer a complete array of personal, real estate, and agriculture loans with decisions made locally. Yes, at Putnam County State Bank, they set the pace when it comes to financial planning. Helping is what they do best. Bank with the local folks at Putnam County State Bank in Unionville and Milan. Member FDIC.
Northeast Missouri Co-op in Edina and Shelbyville focuses on delivering you the best service and best products, whether it's seed, chemicals, fertilizer, propane, or fuel from their Cartrell stations in Edina and Shelbyville. Northeast Missouri Co-op is also proud to support their communities as well as different groups and projects that benefit area citizens. Northeast Missouri's future is in the hands of our youth. That's why Northeast Missouri Co-op is a proud supporter of area schools and student activities. Northeast Missouri Co-op in Edina and Shelbyville believes by investing in our youth now, the dividend is a brighter future for all.
Halftime of the Milan-Knox County game. It's a 33-11 Milan lead. Want to thank a couple of our sponsors for helping make this broadcast possible. Sheraton Valley, keeping you connected. Columbia Orthopedic Group of Columbia. Moberly Area Community College at Moberly, Macon, Kirksville, Hannibal, Mexico, Columbia, and online. Samaritan Hospital of Macon and Seidenstrickers, your partner in growing a better tomorrow. Don't forget, after the game, we will have our outstanding player of the game, which is brought to you by Farmers Insurance, the Jeff Freeman Agency in Moberly, for all of your insurance needs, auto, home, and life. After this, we've got three more games left on slate. We'll have the Scotland County South Shelby girls semifinal at 5:45. And then around 7 o'clock, we'll have the Princeton and Scotland County boys semifinal. Cam Thomas will be on the call for that one. And he will also be on the call for the Knox County Princeton boys semifinal. So a lot of fun games coming up here on Regional Radio. We'll take one more break. Be back for the start of the third quarter. Coming up on Crest. We'll be back in 90 seconds and online at centralmoinfo.com.
Need to operate worry-free on terrain where other machines just won't cut it? Kubota SVL Series track loaders are designed for the difficult jobs that require extra traction and stability. They're highly maneuverable, have best-in-class bucket breakout force, and a large assortment of available attachments. Head to the farm shop in Edina because there's a Kubota SVL track loader just for you with financing available. Find out more at the farm shop in Edina. The farm shop in Edina is an authorized Kubota dealer. Visit KubotaUSA.com for more information.
The loss of a loved one is often a devastating experience for a family. You can relieve some of the stress that a family experiences by stopping by Rushmeyer Funeral Home with chapels in Green City, Milan, and Browning, and let the Rushmeyer family know what your wishes are. They provide a place to cry, to laugh, and most importantly, the opportunity to begin the healing process that follows the loss of a loved one. Whether it's a traditional or unique service, Rushmeyer Funeral Home will guide you through the process. You can trust the Rushmeyer family to serve your family.
The Citizens Bank of Edina welcomes you home to a bank that cares and has been dedicated in serving the Knox County community for over 100 years. Their well-trained staff takes great pride in serving their customers in ways that exceed all expectations. For quick and easy banking services, try their mobile banking app, or to make paying bills less stressful, try their online banking. It's as simple as a click of a button. The Citizens Bank of Edina, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Starting quarter number three from Schuyler County High School, the district semifinals on regional radio. Ben Wittenstein, Cam Thomas with you. Our first of the quadruple header tonight. It'll be Knox County ball to start the third quarter as they move it left to right. They're wearing their visiting red uniforms and black trim. Knox written across the chest. A whistle and a travel. Knox County turns it over to start the second half. Back to Milan, and that is obviously something, Cam, they cannot afford being down 33-11.
Yep, we talked about it at the halftime period, limiting turnovers, but then also being able to convert offensively. I mean, they've got a lot to do to catch up, but they've got to be a lot cleaner on the offensive end.
Milan moving it right to left. Home white uniforms and green lettering, green numbers. Wildcats across the chest. A quick floater from Dominic Dabney in the lane is missed off the heel, and the rebound knocks County. Again, some half-court pressure this time. Milan, they force the turnover. Ryan Dabney, the steal, fires a pass left block. Sean, easy layup for the junior. He's got six.
When Knox County inbounds the ball, they have got to stop picking up the dribble. Move the ball across the timeline like they're doing on this possession. Get into your half-court set quickly. Don't let too much time come off the clock.
Double team and strong. He kicks it left corner for Morrow. Dominic Dabney on him, bouncing a left elbow. Clucky kicking it out. Hayes, right corner. Three is good over Ryan Dabney. That's a hard shot for the sophomore. He now has 11, and it's 35-14. Milan by 21. 2-3 Knox County zone. In the right wing is Doak. Back up top, Moorhead swinging it left wing for Shaw. Shaw back up top, Ryan Dabney back to Moorhead, right wing. He'll launch a three, and he hits it. Nice answer there by Dre Moorhead. His first 3 points of the game. He's a 34% three-point shooter. 38-14 now, Milan ahead with 6.5 to play in the third. More full court pressure, almost getting the steal, but ball passed across the timeline to Strong. He gets a right block to Mock. Loses possession of the pass, tries to save it back into the hands of Milan. Ryan Dabney, 3-on-1 for Milan. Dabney, no look pass, Moorhead right block, double on the ball, kicks it back out, Ryan Dabney in the right wing. Hesitates and kicks it left corner for Doak. He'll curl in the paint, he'll lose it on the dribble and picked up by Knox County. 2-on-2, Knox County, quick pass out to Hayes in the right wing. Spins away from the defender to the basket, he goes in and out. No, the layup swirled across the rim and out. Dominic Dabney the board as he hustles across the timeline and poked loose. Knox County the steal, and it's poked away out of bounds by Doak, and it will go back to Knox County. Helter Skelter right now, back and forth go both teams, not really back into their rhythms that they had in the first half. Full court pressure from Island again, and Knox County throws it away. Pass over the head of Mock into the hands of Dominic Dabney, into the corner, Moorhead lines up a three, too long, rebound Knox County. It'll be Connor Hayes on the board.
We wouldn't even call it pressure anymore on the defensive end for Milan. It's just presence that's hurting Knox County.
Mock right block. Pass left wing back to Hayes. Bouncing it left corner for Clucky. Right hand belt high dribble. Clucky slowly bouncing it back up top. Hayes, he'll try to probe inside. Finds Mock at the foul line. Kicks it right wing for Morrow. Now to Strong. Back to Morrow into the corner. He'll line up a three. Too hard off the heel. And skying for the rebound is Doak. He'll lead the charge right to left. Fires a pass, left corner Moorhead. He's got Morrow on him, and he'll skip it back to the right corner for Dominic Dabney. Ball above his head. Bouncing it right to the lane for Ryan Dabney. Back to the basket. Now he squares up and dribbles it back out. Kicks it up top for Doak. Now left wing Moorhead. Lobs it left baseline. Shaw, tip pass inside Dominic Dabney. Tipped out to Moorhead by the defense. Back out Ryan Dabney up top. Now Moorhead, left wing. Three for him. In and out. Offensive rebound almost into the hands of Shaw, but tipped back into the hands of Knox County's Clucky. 4.5 to play here in the third, 38-14. Milan's lead, Knox County's ball, and a push foul as Knox County tries to advance it. This will be on Milan and Trey Moorhead. That will be Moorhead's third personal and team's first of the half.
It's the first time all night long that I've seen Dylan Strong actually put his head down and just sprint across that timeline, and you know it does something good. I mean, you get a foul out of it, and at least you can get into that half court set. Now what they do with it.
Knox County's ball up top is Morrow. He swings it to Strong. Now to Miller, trying to get a pass down low, but it's taken away by Dominic Dabney. Left side he goes, left wing back to the basket. Easy hands it off for Gonzalez. Now foul line Dabney, back to Dominic Dabney in the corner, back to Gonzalez. Milan now playing catch. Really no pressure from Knox County, this 2-3 zone. Into the right corner for Hunter Shaw. Up top, Dominic Dabney. Left wing, Doak. Now under 4 minutes to play here in the third. It's a 38-14 Milan lead. Dominic Dabney in right of the lane. Gets contact, spins away. Follow away jumper, no. Logan Miller on the ground with that hard contact. And he gets up and seems to be okay. Knox County ball after the missed layup. Miller right by the timeline on the right side. Dribbles it into a double team, picks up the ball, nowhere to go. And a whistle and a timeout by Zach Short. And we'll take it with them. 3:34 to play in the third. The pace has stalled to a crawl. 38-14, Milan's lead when we come back.
Northeast Missouri Co-op in Edina and Shelbyville focuses on delivering you the best service and best products, whether it's seed, chemicals, fertilizer, propane, or fuel from their Cartrell stations in Edina and Shelbyville. Northeast Missouri Co-op is also proud to support their communities as well as different groups and projects that benefit area citizens. Northeast Missouri's future is in the hands of our youth. That's why Northeast Missouri Co-op is a proud supporter of area schools and student activities. Northeast Missouri Co-op in Edina and Shelbyville believes by investing in our youth now, the dividend is a brighter future for all.
Back here on Superstation Press, CentralMoInfo.com. It's a 38-14 Milan lead. And as Logan Miller tries to drive it in, blocked from behind by Ryan Dabney. Last touch Knox County as it went off of a Knox County player after hitting off the underneath side of the backboard. And so Milan takes over as they move it right to left, up 38-14. Shaw into the right corner. Skip pass left wing for Doak. Doak, the senior, 3 points so far tonight. That came off 1 3-point shot. Now the ball finds Gonzalez. Left corner three off the heel. No. Dominic Dabney, offensive rebound. Put back good. 40-14, Milan's lead. Under three to play here in the third quarter. Double on the ball for Strong. Still in the backcourt, bouncing it for Miller across the timeline. He'll advance into the left corner. Clucky open for three. He'll line it up and connect. First points of the game for the junior Trent Clucky. 40-17, and on the drive the other way is a foul called on the ground. It was Shaw on the drive. And this foul, I believe, will be called on Dylan Strong. That'll be his second personal, team's first. And then Strong will come out of the game, and Branson Miller in. Milan inbound for Ryan Dabney. Back up top it goes Gonzalez. Pass right wing for Doak. Into the right corner, Dominic Dabney. Back to Doak. Now Gonzalez, left wing, pass inside, left of the lane for Dabney, trying to maneuver through three defenders, dribbles it back up. A left wing for Shaw. Skip pass, right wing, Doak, open for three. He'll take this one short. Rebound tipped Ryan Dabney, saves it from going out of bounds, but into the hand of Knox County. Clucky was right there. Branson Miller, the freshman, pass across the timeline to Nash Miller. Nash Miller's pass is poked out of bounds by Milan. It will remain with Knox County. Coming out will be Dominic Dabney and Caden Watkins checking in. Inbound for Hayes, right to the left of his own bench on the near side. Logan Miller, right wing, bouncing it up for Hayes, double on him. Nowhere to go, still loose, and finally puts it on the deck. Now picks up his dribble, still on a double team, nowhere to go, looking, and his pass tipped out of bounds. He was shouting for a timeout, and the official said it was a little too late right after the pass was made. And it will remain Knox County's ball. Now inbounding right of their own bench. Lob to a cutting Nash Miller in the lane. Pumps now goes up. Layup off to the left. Offensive rebound, Branson Miller. Up top for Trent Clucky. Inside Miller. Turner. Turnaround jumper miss. Poke ball right back to Miller. His jumper from 10 off the heel. And Ryan Dabney the rebound. And he'll advance. Bouncing it left side for Gonzalez to the basket. He goes, an easy layup for Eddie Gonzalez. He's got 14, 42-17 Milan's lead with a minute and a half to play in the third. Here comes Clucky, right wing Hayes, pumps on the right wing three, takes a step inside the arc and throws it away. Outlets out to Doak, breakaway right side layup, up and in. And the inbound pass by Knox County, almost taken away, and a foul called on Watkins as he hit a little bit too hard on the steal attempt. And that will be his second, team second, with a minute 8 remaining in the third. Marcus Diaz in, and Doak out. Inbound for Strong. Double team, bouncing it across midcourt for Miller. Miller left wing for Clucky. Bouncing back up for Strong. Knox County just has had nowhere to go tonight on the offensive side of the ball. Only 17 points inside Mock against Dabney. That's blocked out of bounds by Ryan Dabney. He has been a force down low so far tonight. That's his third block on the evening. And a baseline inbound for Knox County. Strong the inbounder. Into the corner, quick pass Morrow. Pumps and now tries to curl inside, but is stopped by a tight defense. He'll have to bounce it back up top for Branson Miller. Miller doubled on the ball, a whistle, and a travel on the freshman. He was pressured by a tough double team, and Milan gets the ball back with 40 seconds to play in the third, and they're up 44-17. Gonzalez across midcourt. Left corner for Shaw. Shaw already with 6 points so far tonight. He's had a bit of a three-point slump, 0-for-16 from downtown in the past three games. But he's been getting it done from the corner so far, some 15-foot mid-range jumpers as the inside pass tipped out of bounds off the hands of Ryan Dabney, and it will go back to Knox County with 17.3 on the clock. Full court pressure again by the Wildcats. Inbound pass goes to Morrow. Now out to Strong. Strong double-teamed as he goes across midcourt. Left side for Branson Miller. Miller back to the basket. Skip pass into the corner for Colton Morrow. Skips past one defender. Now two to the rim. Layup, no, but a foul called as he bumped bodies in the air with Marcus Diaz, I believe. That'll be his first and team's third. And so at the line will be Colton Morrow. He's a 50% three-point shooter. And his first is short. 3 seconds to play. Get set for free throw number two. Bouncing off the heel and taking his shooter's roll and dropping. Baseball pass, midcourt Shaw. Three at the buzzer, no. Nice pass by Ryan Dabney to Shaw. He had the space, he had the open shot, and he just couldn't connect. But it's still a large lead for Milan, 44-18. They go up, and we'll be back in 60 seconds for quarter number four.
Looking for a place to fight the daily hunger? Look no further than the Solid Rock Cafe. They offer a hot lunch buffet Sunday through Friday with something different each day. This month is homemade chicken strips on Monday, Mexican on Tuesday, roast beef on Wednesday, fried chicken on Thursday, and fish on Friday. Serve from 10 a.m. until 3 p.m. They are located just off Route E between Newark and Bethel, Missouri. Check out the Solid Rock Cafe online at cafesolidrock.com. Come where hot and fresh hometown cooked food is waiting for you.
Seidenstruckers has been by your side for 75 years. Don't miss the special anniversary savings. Get a John Deere 1023E tractor with a loader and mower deck for just $14,775. For just $17,975, we have discounted the remaining 2017 3032E tractors and added a loader. With 0% financing for 60 months, anyone can own a new John Deere this year. Check out the other anniversary savings at any of our 13 locations or Seidenstruckers.com.
Offers end 2/28/2019. Some exclusions apply. See dealer for details.
And we're back here at Schuyler County. It's Milan's ball to start the fourth. They're up 44-18. And they have the district championship in their crosshairs right now. Ryan Dabney at the foul line, kicks it out for Diaz, left wing, back up top for Watkins. This has been a high-functioning Milan offense. On the drive from the right side, Gonzalez, floater no, but tipped out back to Shaw, top of the key. Drives and kicks, and it's tipped out of bounds by Knox County. It will remain with Milan. 44-18. 26-point lead for Milan. 7.5 to play. Right wing Gonzalez. Watkins now into the corner. Shaw back up top. It goes for Diaz. Back to Shaw trying to find Dabney down low, but it's poked away from behind by Mawkin, taken away by Strong. Knox County moving it left to right. Strong gets past his defender. Now into the right corner for Clucky. Driving right baseline. Trying to go over Dabney. No, Dabney is way too tall. Blocks it away and gets the ball back. Dabney crossing over at midcourt. Poked from behind and taken away by Hayes. Knox County, Hayes is met by a double team at midcourt. Still in the backcourt looking, bouncing it across for Strong. Bouncing it left corner for Morrow. And he's guarded tightly by Watkins. Morrow to the foul line, kicks it out for Strong. Now left of the lane, pass goes Mock. Jump pass taken away by Shaw. Another Milan steal as Shaw leads the breakaway. Bouncing it for Diaz right of the lane. To the foul line, pass goes Dabney. 15-foot jumper is clean. And Ryan Dabney really hasn't had to do much offensively. He's got eight. His impact tonight has been on the defensive side of the ball. 46-18 for him, for Milan. And we're under 6 minutes to play here in the third. Knox County with the ball as Hayes in the right corner. Looking, finally finds Mock, right block. Easy layup for Mock. He used his backside to create space to the basket. His first points tonight. As Milan goes back in the offensive right to left. Diaz right wing, 2 minutes here into the fourth. Pass inside Watkins, using the baseline, layup no, rebound being tipped, still loose. Watkins tussling with Mock, and it's out of bounds. Last touched by Watkins. And it'll go back to Knox County. Hunter Shaw is checking out, and Moorhead checking in. Knox County with it down 26, 46-20. Mock at the foul line, into the left corner. The pass goes Clucky. He'll curl inside the paint. Pump, go up with the right hand, and that rolls off the right side of the rim. Milan the rebound. Ryan Dabney, lead pass right side. Gonzalez, easy line to the basket for the junior. And he's got 16 to lead all scores, and it's 48-20. Under 5.5 to play. Pass to Hayes, high right wing. Long pass left corner, Clucky. Back left wing for Strong. Dribbles into a double team. Picks up the ball. Bouncing it right block. Mock into the corner. Pass goes Morrow. Open for three. No. And Ryan Dabney tracks down the board. He'll bring it across midcourt. All 6'3 of him. Hesitates. Now attacks. Gets bumped. Puts up a shot up. No. Watkins offensive board. Kicks it out. Taken away by Strong. On the attempted save by Watkins. Right side, Morrow. Back up top for Strong. Pumps the pass, puts it on the deck. Now dribbles into a double team. Kicks the left corner, Clucky. 4:45 to play. Clucky curls to the basket. Missed it short. Lands hard on it. On the ground, slow to get up. Dabney, no look pass. Left side, Moorhead. Reverse layup is good. And it's 50-20. Milan by 30 with 4.5 to go. Left corner, Clucky. For Knox County's just looking for one basket. They've only scored 2 points here halfway through the first fourth quarter. Could they get it here? Three from Clucky. No, too hard. Offensive rebound by Hayes, and he puts it back in. Nice job by Connor Hayes staying with that shot as Milan on the attack again. Diaz hit hard by Hayes on the layup attempt. It'll be on the ground, though. Substitutions now. Brett Sayer checks in, and Caleb Weaver in for Milan. Ryan Dabney and Diaz will come out of this one. Get a nice standing ovation from the Milan faithful here in the crowd. Inbound goes to Moorhead for Milan. Back into the corner, Gonzalez open for three, and that connects. Gonzalez is having himself a day. 19 points for the junior. His career high, 25. He's six away from that. Puts Milan up 53-22 with 3:50 to play here in the game. Looks like Milan will advance to the district championship if all holds. And they will face the winner of the Princeton-Scotland County game coming up on regional radio. As Nash Miller finds his way to the basket for Knox County, puts up a layup over some traffic, 53-24, excuse me. Left corner, Moorhead, three from him, too hard, and Hayes skies for the rebound for Knox County. Out to Strong. Strong right wing for Nash Miller, driving right baseline, finds Logan Miller in the right block, curls underneath the basket, shovels to a cutting. Back up top, it goes to Sayer, and a right elbow jump shot is Miss Long. 53-26 is Milan's lead here from Schuyler County High School. Logan Miller in the lane, pumps, fall away off to the left, and that will just bounce out of bounds. Axel Pagan checks into the game. The sophomore seeing some action today. It'll be Milan ball, 53-26. They have the lead. 2.5 to play. They're going to try to play as much of a stall as they possibly can here to finish this one. Left wing it goes, Caleb Weaver. Milan will go to 25-0 with the win. as Moore had a 5-foot jumper. No offensive rebound. Sayer put back. No. Gets his own offensive rebound. Put back. No, but a foul. And a hearty applause from these Milan fans as the senior Brett Sayer goes to the free throw line. He's a 31% free throw shooter. Doesn't get a ton of playing time, but here in a blowout, he gets some action. Now at the foul line. First free throw in and out. Line drive of a shot as Will Pacheco checks in. Excuse me. And Cade Watkins checks out. And hockey subs for Knox County. Milan has 6 losses in its last 3 seasons combined. They have been an absolute powerhouse for the past 3 years as Sayer hits his second of 2. 54-26 is the Milan lead. And a 3-2 Milan zone. Knox County with a left to right. Hayes in the right corner as he tries to bounce it inside. It's kicked out of bounds by Austin Ziegler. And it will remain with the Eagles. Officials trying to find someone to come to inbound. They finally find Morrow. Morrow smacks the ball, still looking. Bounces it to Mock right of the lane. Pass up top. Clucky quick into the corner. The pass out of the hands of Hayes. He couldn't handle it. And the ball back to Milan. Now under 2 to play. Milan most likely at this point will just try to run as much clock as they can. Certainly the defensively focused team is what head coach Andrea Dabney talked about, and that has been the case. Only 26 points given up tonight. 3 on the way from Weaver is long and tracked down by Hayes for Knox County with 95 seconds to play. Left corner, pass goes to Weaver. Pass goes to Clucky for Knox County. Now to Branson Miller. Milan normally outscoring their opponents by 30, giving up 40 a game. As a 3-point shot is good by Trent Clucky from the left corner. Makes it 54-29. 3 on the other side by Ziegler. Missed short. Hayes the rebound. And he will lead a breakaway the other way. Right side to the basket through contact. Goes in. Connor Hayes, 15 points and a substitution timeout. As Knox County will bring in some bench players. Braden Miller will check in, along with Colton Morrow. And Elliot Ogden. Right block, Sayer, layup too long. Rebound tipped, and it will remain with Milan. We have 54 seconds to play. 54-31 is their lead. Inbounder is Ziegler. Left wing it goes for Pagan, and he knocks down a 3. Axel Pagan, his first 3 points. He shoots 14% from downtown, but his first 3-pointer of the day connects. 57-31, Knox County's ball. Colton Morrow on the right wing. Up top it goes Branson Miller. He'll attack and kick it left of the lane for Ogden. Now Ogden to Braden Miller, the freshman. Out to another freshman. Branson Miller, 3, no off the heel. And rebound brought in by Ogden. Offensive board put back, no, and it's blocked out of bounds by Sayer, but a foul call. 23 on the game clock. That'll be his first, team's 4th. And don't forget, after this, we'll have the Scotland County South Shelby girls basketball game. Cam was able to talk to Corey Schultz, the Scotland County girls head coach, and Luke O'Loughlin from South Shelby. As Ogden goes 2-for-2 from the line. It's 57-33. Milan's ball with 20 seconds to go. On the drive is Weaver and his shot blocked. Knox County gets the rebound with 13 seconds. So with the win, Milan will go to the district championship game as they did last year. They won it last year against La Plata, and they will be trying to do the same this year. As the clock winds down, 57-33 is your final score, and they will be facing the winner of Princeton or Scotland County. We'll take a quick break. And be back with final thoughts and stats next here in Crest.
When your project calls for only the finest woods, trust Cardwell Lumber Incorporated near Novelty. Cardwell Lumber has many satisfied customers that will tell you about the fine kiln-dried lumber offered at competitive prices. Cardwell Lumber offers quality walnut, oak, and ash lumber at low prices with no middleman. White oak, red oak, and ash window and door trim, baseboard, and chair rail moldings are also made there. Also available is top-grade sheets of oak, cherry, walnut, hickory, and birch. For quality lumber, go to Cardwell Lumber Incorporated on Highway 15 near Novelty. Open weekdays 8 to 5 and also now offering hardwood flooring.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
Get a $50 credit to give your first job posting premium placement at Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, quality standards, and usage limits apply. Additional terms online.
The significance of school is something that reaches beyond education. School is a place where young people learn, encourage each other, and grow into adults. That is why the Board of Education, administration, faculty, and staff of Knox County Schools in Edina are so proud of their students. These young adults support each other in sporting events, academics, and in their individual walks through life. Keep up the good work, students. The Board of Education, administration, faculty, and staff of the Knox County School in Edina are proud to support the students of Knox County.
Looking for a place to fight the daily hunger? Look no further than the Solid Rock Cafe. They offer a hot lunch buffet Sunday through Friday with something different each day. This month is homemade chicken strips on Monday, Mexican on Tuesday, roast beef on Wednesday, fried chicken on Thursday, and fish on Friday. Serve from 10 a.m. until 3 p.m. They are located just off Route E between Newark and Bethel, Missouri. Check out the Solid Rock Cafe online at cafesolidrock.com. Come where hot and fresh hometown cooked food is waiting for you.
And we're back here at Schuyler County after a 57-33 Milan win over Knox County. Some final stats. Eddie Gonzalez for Milan, the leading scorer in this game, and he got 19 points, which was six short of his career high that he scored earlier this year in January against Linn County, 25. Trey Moorhead with 5, Dominic Dabney with 10, Ryan Dabney with 8, Quinn Doak with 6, and Hunter Shaw with 6 of his own. On the Knox County side, Connor Hayes with 15. He led his team in scoring. Logan Miller with 3, Nash Miller with 2, Robert Mock with 2, and Jacob Becker with 2 of his own. Player of the game being brought to you by the Jeff Freeman Agency in Moberly. For all your insurance needs, auto, home, and life, Farmers Insurance, the Jeff Freeman Agency in Moberly. We'll give it to the junior, Eddie Gonzalez, for a game-high 19 points, being very active on the offensive side of the ball. One of the best athletes in school, according to his head coach, Andrea Dabney. Again, that's brought to you by the Jeff Freeman Agency. For all your insurance needs, auto, home, and life, visit the Jeff Freeman Agency in Moberly. We'll take a break. And we'll have the pregame interviews with Scotland County head coach Corey Schultz, South Shelby head coach Luke O'Loughlin, all coming up next here on Crest.
Farmers looking for a true vertical tillage tool that can run at high speed and size residue without ridging are turning to the new Great Plains TurboMax. The TurboMax is a vertical tillage tool for all seasons. It allows the operator to hydraulically adjust gang angles to deliver the desired residue coverage. See all the new TurboMax from Great Plains at the Farm Shop in Edina today, or visit them at thefarmshopinc.com. The Farm Shop in Edina and Great Plains. Harvest starts here.
Greatness. It's not born of coincidence. It's not a product of luck. It's forged through dedication, drills, and the acquisition of new skills. Wanting won't get you there, but sweat equity just might.
Sheraton Valley, your complete communications provider, proudly supports all area school activities. Sheraton Valley wishes you the best of luck this season. See how we are keeping you connected at cvalley.net.
MizzouMac offers you the best of both worlds. MizzouMac is a co-enrollment program that ensures acceptance to the University of Missouri. Experience everything university student life has to offer while enjoying the massive tuition savings of MACC. Capitalize on your A-plus program by using it toward your MizzouMac education. This just might be the smartest way to become a Tiger. Stop waiting and emerge as a MizzouMac student today. MACC, the college for you.
Back here again, post-game, 57-33, Milan the win over Knox County. Milan will now go to 25-0 on the season. Knox County ends its year at 7-16. Milan will go on to face the winner of Princeton-Scotland County. That is coming up in a couple of hours on regional radio and online at centralmoinfo.com. Our player of the game, again, Eddie Gonzalez, 19 points for the junior, brought to you by the Jeff Freeman Agency in Moberly. For all your insurance needs, auto, home, and life. Take one more break, and then afterwards we will start our pregame for the upcoming game between South Shelby and Scotland County girls. Next.
Our bodies go through a lot in one lifetime. Wounds, burns, failed skin grafts, crush injuries, gangrene, radiation injury, brain abscess, carbon monoxide poisoning, air embolism, decompression sickness, compartment syndrome, retinal artery occlusion, sudden sense of neural hearing loss. Breathe in and allow the healing to begin.
The Wound Healing Center at Samaritan Hospital offers therapy that heals your wounds from the inside out. If you have a wound that is not healed in 4 weeks, ask your doctor if hyperbaric oxygen therapy would benefit you. Visit smhmo.org.
Nemer Telecom is building better broadband because they understand the need for internet technology today and in the future. Internet needs will only increase over time, and Nemer Telecom is prepared. When demand outgrows satellite and wireless internet supplies, Nemer Telecom is ready. How's 100 meg sound? That's their fastest speed now. Plus, their customers get unlimited data, a secure network, and bandwidth to stream video on many devices at the same time. Visit their website, www.nemer.net, and sign up today.
Oftentimes, we only hear about negative things in our youth. But the Board of Education, Administration, Faculty, and Staff of the Milan C2 School District encourage you to look deeper. Inside today's youth are hardworking, determined individuals striving for excellence in everything. The Milan School District is proud of their students and encourages them to have a positive influence on the world. Students, continue to do your best in sports, music, and any extracurricular activities you are involved in. And remember, every day is a great day to be a Milan Wildcat.
The Citizens Bank of Edina welcomes you home to a bank that cares and has been dedicated in serving the Knox County community for over 100 years. Their well-trained staff takes great pride in serving their customers in ways that exceed all expectations. For quick and easy banking services, try their mobile banking app, or to make paying bills less stressful, try their online banking. It's as simple as a click of a button. The Citizens Bank of Edina, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Looking for a place to fight the daily hunger? Look no further.